It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the 279th edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. Highlights from the past week's shows. Basically, I talk on the radio, then I take the talking from the radio. Like, I don't steal it off of the radio. Otherwise, there'd just be silence. But I take it and I make a collage of radio talkings. I'll put them on the internet for you. A lot of times we have interviews, sometimes even live acoustic performances. We have one coming up from Stars and another one from Juno Award winning, nominated, and performing this year band, The Arkells.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 50 Shades of Grey movie opens on Friday. Huffington Post claims that two other 50 Shades of Grey books, 50 Shades Darker and 50 Shades Freed, are also being developed into movies. And rumors are circulating that a previously axed sitcom, Happy Endings, might be returning to TV, which is good. That was a funny show. The official Twitter account for the show's writers posted a link to a mysterious countdown that ends at midnight on April Fool's Day. Hopefully that timing is a coincidence and not just the world's lamest April Fool's Day joke. Happy Endings ran for about three seasons back between 2011 and 2013. And two Boston shows for Bill Cosby's comedy tour were canceled this past weekend with conflicting reasons. The venue cites travel safety in a statement and denies it had to do with a protest, 300 people strong. And I told you last week that Charles Manson and fiancé Star's marriage license expired before they managed to get married. Well, it turns out it was Charles Manson who canceled the wedding. But it wasn't the couple's 53-year age gap that caused it. It was Manson learning that his fiancé just wanted his corpse for a display. You really gotta reevaluate your actions when Charles Manson thinks what you're doing is creepy.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
February 11th, two more days until 50 Shades of Grey opens in theaters. And due to the nature of the love scenes in the film, some hardware stores have reportedly started stocking extra rope, cable ties, and tape to keep up with the anticipated demand. Isn't that sweet? Sure. And Justin Bieber's house was reportedly trashed during a Grammys after party. A fight broke out between rival gang members where punches were exchanged and ice sculptures were thrown. Cops showed up because of the loud music and party guests spilled out into the streets. It apparently took 3 hours to clear the block. The part I found most shocking, hardcore rival gang members hanging out with Justin Bieber? I did not see that coming. And are Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie adding more kids to their family? Well, it's looking that way. That's what Women's Day is reporting anyway. The couple already has a kid from, what, Cambodia, Vietnam, Ethiopia. I think they just go through the atlas, you know, like got it, need it, got it. Like collecting humans. It's like the rich people equivalent to hockey cards.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, the internet damn near exploded earlier this week upon hearing the news that Jon Stewart is leaving The Daily Show. 16 years he's been there. Where will you get your informed political opinions from now? Well, might I suggest Vice News, John Oliver, both solid options. I have a feeling that TV hasn't heard the last of Jon Stewart, though. I mean, considering what happened with Brian Williams, NBC might have an opening. Who knows? And John Travolta has been invited to present at the Oscars, even though he called Idina Menzel Adele Dazeem during last year's show. What does it take to get cut from that list? You ever notice, though, how stars tend to behave erratically, melt down, act strangely during award shows? Well, a well-placed source of mine claims they frequently turn the heat way up during the show so that stars drink more, so they create a spectacle. Oh, and I should say, by well-placed source, I mean some garbage I read on the internet that's likely a lie. And Kim Kardashian said in a new interview that, looking back, her one regret is that infamous sex tape. Yeah, the one she claims didn't launch her career. You know, I want to be sympathetic, I do. We all do things we regret when we're young, right? But the interview is posted adjacent to her latest nude photo shoot. I'm just not feeling the sincerity, are you?
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Friday the 13th and the day before Valentine's. New research shows that men spend an average of 137 on gifts and outings, women about 86. 20% of women truly enjoy the holiday. Well, a full 10% of men enjoy the holiday, and I quote, about as much as getting a tooth pulled. And just in time for that completely unforced day of romantic celebration comes 50 Shades of Grey, the movie, which opens in theaters tonight. Well, I told you earlier this week, hardware stores are reportedly stocking up on extra rope, duct tape, and even zip ties in preparation for the anticipated romantic misadventures? The Consumer Product Safety Commission reports that emergency room visits for, toy-related problems have nearly doubled since 2007, with a large jump occurring in 2012 and 13, shortly after the 50 Shades of Grey novel was released. And I don't know about you, but when I picture prehistoric times, I always imagine them being mostly peaceful, with maybe a hint of Discovery Channel-style violence. Well, turns out it may have been a little more like Burning Man. Oregon State University researchers have uncovered evidence suggesting dinosaurs ate a psychedelic fungus that got them high. I mean, like a Tyrannosaurus Rex wasn't scary enough. Now picture one running towards you on a bad mushroom trip.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Liv Tyler has given birth to a baby boy. He was born 6 weeks early, but he's happy, he's healthy. And well, genealogically, that tells us that Steven Tyler is now a grandpa. His wardrobe tells us he's been a grandma for about 10 years. He kind of does dress like an old lady, right? I look at Steven Tyler 20 years ago, he was a stylish frontman. Look at him now, he's a great frontman, but he kind of looks like a dream catcher with a pair of wax lips glued to it, doesn't he? And hey, Will Smith is planning to get back into music. Now, 46 years old isn't old. I'm not saying that. It is, however, old for a rapper. But I comb through the lyrical content of current rap music, gangbanging, hanging at the club, bottle service. I'm not sure a 46-year-old man can pull that off with sincerity. But who knows? I mean, maybe he'll rap about ballin' retirement investments or how he groans when he gets out of a chair now. And music can impair your memory. You ever try to remember a certain song when a different song is playing? It's near impossible. Well, a new study reveals that music can actually impair your memory by affecting your ability to focus. Two age groups of participants were asked to remember names paired with images of faces. The college-age participants had no problems pairing names with faces while music played in the background. Older adults, though, remembered 10% fewer names when the music was played.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.